Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and on today's show, we will be having our normal co-host, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, and Lolita from the chat room. Also, on today's show, we are a special show today, as we have our special guest on, who is known as Metamorphosis from the chat room here on Psychic Talk Radio. As normal, we will be hosting our show with taking callers with questions on any topic in their life. We are doing one question per caller and one-part questions only here on Psychic Talk Radio. All right, and hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Every day. So delicious. Activia helps me
feel good. All right. I guess I had the wrong area code there. And hello, Lita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Adam. I made it sitting here in Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We have an area code today that is very, well, actually it is the same as yours, which is kind of cool. I'm like, wait a minute. We only get one number that calls in by 404. Hold on, that's cool. Hopefully our co-host Lolita and our special co-host Metamorphosis will be joining us today on today's show. Pooja, sorry.
It's okay.
A little bit nervous. We have a special show today and all, you know.
Don't be nervous. It's
going to
be fun.
Cool. Well, while we are waiting on them to tune in, go ahead.
I made it on the chat room. I made it on the chat room.
Awesome. You were able to do that today. Cool.
Yeah, thank God.
Hopefully. And for those of you tuning in, we will be taking callers as normal, very briefly, very shortly, as soon as our other co-hosts come on air. And today, it doesn't look like we're being affected, Lolita, by the retrograde. We got plenty of callers here in the switchboard.
Well, that's good. I'm looking for a busy night.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's
hopefully...
True.
We have Metamorphosis come into the chat room briefly. Okay, he is logged in, so I'm going to find out what his area code is. Hold on. All right, Metamorphosis, you were coming in by area code 215.
Oh, I should have known
that. Hello, Metamorphosis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Great.
Hi.
Great. How are you? Hi.
How are you, Lolita?
I'm sorry?
Said it's Lolita. How are you?
Lolita, how are you? So nice talking with you this evening.
Yeah, likewise. I'm in your hometown today.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit on me. Can you repeat that?
Sure. I said I'm in your hometown today.
Yes, you are. Oh, how great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Loving the weather here, though.
What part of my hometown are you? Maybe we could have met earlier had I known.
I know. I just flew in today. I'm in Lansdale.
Oh, that's about a half hour from me, yes.
Yep. We'll definitely have to connect before I leave.
I'd like that. I really would.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool. All right, well, guys, we are waiting on Pooja Desai to join in here, who is, as we know, always a little late because of the commute that she has with, trying to get into the show here. but Metamorphosis. So it is wonderful having you here live on the show for once, as it's always been great to have your comments and tidbits, your insight from the chat room with certain callers that we do have here on the radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I do appreciate being here with you guys. It's always fun listening, and I really enjoy some of the feedback.
Thank you. Well, do you want to explain a little bit about yourself, what you do? I know that you're a reverend and you officiate weddings.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I do officiate weddings. I'm a non-denominational minister, and I do really enjoy officiating weddings. They're happy, and it's nice to be a part of that very, very special ceremony.
Wonderful. And how long have you been in tune with your gifts and your insights, your clairvoyancy?
Well, I'm going to have to I have to really think about that. I would say since I was very young, I mean, I didn't realize that I had the insight or the clairvoyance. I just thought that what I was sensing or feeling, it worked for everybody. But as I grew older and realized that it was a lot deeper than that, I learned to appreciate it. I mean, at one point I was actually afraid of it because I would get messages or feelings about things that weren't always pleasant, but I learned to understand and learned how to work with it for healing purposes. So it was just a matter of a choice of either running from it or embracing it. So I chose to embrace it and do a lot of healing work with that
wonderful. So awesome. All right. Well, as we just briefly stated, it's going to be wonderful having you here. And for those of you tuning in and calling in and listening in today, Metamorphosis is going to be helping us co-host the show today with our callers. So, Metamorphosis, if you get anything, if anybody gets anything as normal, we just jump in and we kind of excuse ourselves and say, okay, we've got a message, let's tell the individual, whatever it is. So just feel free to jump in at any time. And as we're still waiting on Pooja Desai to join in, I'm just going to go ahead and start taking some callers here, if that's okay with you guys.
Yep,
perfect. Let's go.
Great.
Awesome. All right. Our first caller today is by area code 404. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing today?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome.
Good,
how we help you?
Well, I was calling to find out if you guys could give me any information on my career, if anything would be taking place in my career coming up soon.
Okay. Well, you know, I am actually sensing that there is something going to take place very soon with your career. In fact, I feel you've been waiting for quite some time now for some kind of jump start, actually. And I'm feeling that we're looking at the dates, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th, within those 3 days, which are all coming up next week, actually. The 17th being Wednesday, all the way to the 19th, which is on Friday.
Okay.
Now, I'm feeling here that what you're going to be receiving in this change is an area that you're kind of familiar with, but you haven't really done it, okay? I feel like, if anything, it's something you might have looked into in the past but never went forward with. And I'm feeling this opportunity being presented to you by a hand, and this hand, when I see a hand or I see a figure holding the ball of light or the cup in this essence, I want to say that it's going to come through a friend or a family member, more so of a friend, because I feel like it's someone that's close to you but not too close.
Someone that's close to me but not too close. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would be like a friend
or
someone that you I'm sorry?
Would you happen to see what industry it would be in?
Okay. You know, I'm not seeing the industry in particular, but what I can tell you is that I see a lot of red tape and I see a lot of papers. So I'm feeling like whatever it is, it's going to be really good.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling like it takes a lot to get into it, but once you're in there, you're basically set for life.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you this question because the papers are being shown to me with the red tape. Have you worked on papers or do you have any sort of thing that you've looked into that would be requiring you to handle paperwork or stuff like that?
Well, I mean, I came here to pursue my career in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would have anything to do with, like, contracts or anything like that.
Okay, then, yeah, it could have something to do with contracts here. What I'm feeling is, like, the entertainment industry will take off for you, but whatever's coming in, it will help lead you there. It's just not going to be, like, the entertainment industry itself. It's going to be something that's going to be linked up to the entertainment industry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the papers, that stuff, that could be, like, contracts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but not necessarily in the industry that I'm actually pursuing, but just something that will lead me to that place.
It is something that will lead you there. It's just not in that industry, per se. It looks like it'll have the connections, though, that you'll need.
Okay. All
mm-hmm.
righty.
All
great.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in. And
Metamorphosis.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. Can you please say your name for me?
Angelikova.
Angelique. Okay. I'm getting some mixed vibrations here from my reading, and what it's saying to me is, it's really important for you to listen more than you give off as far as talking. In other words, be more of a listener. The cards are saying to me that in the past there may have been some a deception from maybe people that you believed in or you thought would help you, but you later found out that they really weren't as much of a friend to you as they could have been or help you on your path. So this time what's coming up is that you really should listen more and don't say so much, you know, just listen to what's going on around you. Now, there is what I'm sensing here is there is an opportunity that's going to come up for you, but the opportunity, it's showing here, or what it's saying to me is that you're going to come up against someone that may give you a rough time, but nevertheless, it's going to work out for you. You're going to be okay. You're really very much protected or guided by a very, very high spirit that is around you. And this spirit, and that's where the listening comes in, because the spirit will guide you if you listen. I would suggest you do some meditating. I would suggest that you just sit quietly. In the past, there may have been some sadness or depression around you. That's going to pass. Don't reflect back so much on what was. Be in the moment. Stay in the moment and stay quiet and just listen, because the message is there. It's just that I think sometimes it may not be clear to you. But again, if you practice some meditation, you are guided. There is someone that is around you protecting you.
You know, I've got to add to that a little bit. The person around her, I keep feeling, is a grandmother type of figure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
it's definitely
an upper-level deity.
It's a feminine energy. It's a feminine energy, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and I hope this is helpful for you, okay?
Yes, it has been. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. What a wonderful first caller, and Metamorphosis, great job on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that was some good advice. I think a lot of us, we think we know, and we just press that same issue. But taking like 5 steps back and really listening to what others are saying or what's been guided to you, we all need to do better at that. And, you know, we all just need to do better on that. So that's great advice.
Yeah,
and,
you
know, there's one. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to add to that and say that many times, you know, we drag our past into the present. And by doing that, we really are sabotaging or closing doors to so many wonderful possibilities that are right in the present, because we're still holding on to past issues. And I know for myself, whenever I do that, I really create a block. I can't go forward because I'm not allowing the new doors to open. I'm still staying with the old stuff. So it's really important to be mindful of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why when people are trying to figure out, like me and Adam will always talk, you know, when you're going through that phase of trying to figure it out, it just really, you really take a step back and you really try to forgive and forget and see what the new picture is as of today and tomorrow. And that's where a lot of people do. They don't forget their past or deal with their past in order to get ahead. So the blockages are definitely there. So,
yeah,
I agree with that too.
As our listeners and our callers may be aware, we from time to time talk on subjects touching matter on cellular memories and how we may need to heal our cellular memories, which are basically our problems, our setbacks, our blockages from our past, things, situations, people that have created certain memories in our cells that are preventing us from being able to move forward. Our cells are very much like the crystals used in Reiki. They can absorb energy, and that energy later down the road, whether we want it or at least expect it, will project itself at the most opportune time to teach us a lesson or to say, hey, you know, this is something that needs to be taken care of. And it will do it at the most opportune time. And what I mean by that is it will come up at a time where you least expect it, least want it even, because you're trying to accomplish something. You're trying to get something to happen in your life. And then it says, no, you can't have that. You need to be able to deal with this first, and then you can have that.
Yeah.
Oh, I am in total agreement with that. And what I'd like to add to that, and again, from my own experience in life, that a lot of times, you know, we're all faced with challenges and issues. And, of course, the one thing that we do have, and sometimes we forget, are choices. And when you take those challenges and issues and you make a choice that they really are they're gifts in disguise, because they're tools for us. They're really tools. They're gifts. They're very valuable gifts, actually, that we can learn from. And in doing so, we really do raise our own conscious level. And that's what it's all about. That's what those tools are all about. Of course, when you're caught up in the eye of the storm, you're sort of like, oh, my, what am I doing? Why am I here? Why is this happening to me? And it's very normal to go there. But if you really make the choice that, okay, I'm going through this, there is a lesson, this is really a gift for me to learn from, and how can I benefit from all this? So that's really something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another caller, but beforehand, Lolita, would you mind seeing what's up with Pooja?
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next caller is coming in by area code 917. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi.
Hi,
hey.
How are you doing today?
Hi.
Good. This is Lisa, and I thank you for taking my call, all of you.
Yes, Lisa, no problem. And
it's
how may we
show.
Help you today?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm really enjoying all the lessons and learning, and I really am a firm believer in making choices. And I'm enjoying the present moment as we speak. But
awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
Literally creating as I would talk to you right now is just creating something online. I was curious. I'm looking into pushing forward with a professional endeavor. A job that I applied for, I finished all the interviews and I was just told that I didn't get the job. And I wanted to look up, do you see why? And I don't mean it like I'm going back for it. I mean, is there something that I need to work on?
Wow.
Or is that just not meant
okay,
to be?
Okay, hold on, stop. I'm sorry. I've got to stop you there for a minute. I'm getting two different visions and I'm going to have to confirm them with you. The first one is I keep seeing a long tunnel, but it's kind of like a spiral. You know, in the movies when they go through a wormhole in some of those outer space movies, it looks like one big spiral. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes up. So normally when I see that happen in my clairvoyancy here, I'm really feeling like that individual has been on a, like, as much as you have gone through, you've gone through a lot, they've been on a downward spiral for the past couple of years, maybe a year, longer, whatever, but at least a year, that they've been able to maintain their faith, they've been able to maintain their strength, spirit, you know, and I feel that as much as that's going somewhere on the down right now for you, I feel like everything's about to pick up and really get better. And that's normally the case with that kind of vision. The second vision is tiger's eye, okay? It's really the word, and then I'm seeing like this eye, and tiger's eye is what comes to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, one, I'm imagining strength, okay? Long as you maintain your strength, long as you maintain your center, you're going to be okay. And I feel the connection between the two. There's someone out there, I feel, that's been causing a lot of trouble for you, a lot of frustration, but it's not like they intend to do so. It's just the way they are.
Okay. Is that something professionally you're referring to, or?
I would say it could be professional, it could be in your personal life. I really feel like it's in the part of your life that matters the most to you right now.
Oh, gosh. That's hard to say at this point, to be honest, because
mm-hmm.
one minute I'm totally focused on my professional life, and the next minute, I'm like, I've given that enough. I need to focus on my personal life. So I think I feel like I try to have an equal, like a balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is the person male or female? That's how I would know. Is the person
male
or female?
Male.
Oh, that's the person. That's personal, but it's not, it's family. It's not personal.
Okay. Okay. So that's out there, though, and I feel like they don't intend to do any harm. I'm just feeling that they can't see the trees through the woods right now because something's preventing them from being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The message with that is that they're, you know, there's a lot of struggle there with that person, and I'm feeling there's good days and there's bad days, I mean, just like anybody, but I'm feeling, and somehow this is in relation to their health as well, mental and physical.
Have I seen this person lately? That's a better question. Have I seen this person lately or
wonderful.
No?
A lot of communication, but I don't think you've actually seen them lately.
Oh, someone I was dating, but that person I've actually been able to keep out of my vibration, like,
uh-huh.
I've been meditating, and I don't feel them taking away anything from me. I actually feel much stronger than I've felt in a long time. And
okay.
It's because I walked
so
away in a nice way, nothing bad. Just, you know, I know what's best for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to your original question. I didn't mean to sidetrack you at all, but that's like, you
well,
know,
I
get messages and they just have to come right, you know, they just have to come right out here. Yeah, but maybe
yeah.
Now that you've disconnected or you're trying to, you know, you're trying to cleanse that energy from your life, maybe that's what the setback was. Maybe that person, just their energy started attaching itself to you in all areas of your life and then started that downward spiral in a sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense you said that now because I told him about the job and, you know, I mean, he didn't say anything bad. He said positive things, but I hadn't heard from him. I don't hear from him often. But I guess I'm more concerned with finding out if I got this other job that I emailed today.
Okay.
We've been going back and forth, and I'm looking forward to taking care of myself. That's why.
Okay. About the other job, I'm going to refer to Metamorphosis because this energy that I was picking up on originally is very intense. But I can actually tell you I feel a very good feeling about the job you just applied for. Metamorphosis, do you have anything on this one?
Yes. And again, is your name Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Lisa, here's what I'm picking up or what I'm getting. Lisa, what does the West Coast mean to you, like, you know, California or that around that area?
It means health and vibrancy.
It says what? Say it again.
I said health and vibrancy and happiness and clean things.
Okay. Okay, there's I'm picking up West Coast, and it could be possibly be California or that area. And I don't know why it's very strong in your energy, your reading. It looks like there's going to be some, you know, I don't know if you have plans to go there or travel, but there's some. Do you have any friends there or relatives?
I have an acquaintance that lives there. She's a friend of a really good friend. But if I told her I'm going there, I'm pretty sure she'd meet up with me. Like, I mean, and I will tell you this: someone. I had a reading the other day with someone, and they mentioned something about me possibly, like, for 5 years, someday when I'm married, I'll live in California for 5 years because something with my husband and work. And that made me super excited just because it's healthy, and that's all I keep thinking about, to be honest, just how healthy a lifestyle I would have. And that's really just been on my mind. For like 2 days, and I'm really
it's extremely strong in your energy, your reading, and the energy that the vibrations I'm getting from the cards, and there's something that you're going to do there, and it's not coming through clear yet, but it's going to be very profitable for you. Now the other thing is, just give me a second. This is very powerful. I'm picking up. Something about either real estate or something to do with like nature. I mean, are you into ecology or anything like that? Is that where you're planning to go or do?
What did you just say? I didn't hear what you said.
Ecology, you know, anything dealing with nature or. There's something about nature in your card, and it's not coming through clear to me. But what is coming through very clear? Go ahead.
No, finish what you were saying. Yeah, I'm here.
No, what is coming through very clear to me is this West Coast or California, and there's money to be made there. And also there is a friend that is going to help you. But what I would like to say to you again with this, there has been a lot of past disappointments that you have gone through. And as I said to the caller before you, don't allow that to get in your way. Let that go. Because there is something very something waiting for you. I keep bringing up California. I don't know why it's California, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And what is with nature? I mean, is there anything that you're involved with as far as nature goes, or gardening, or anything like that? I'm sorry?
Not at the moment, but the one thing I could tell you is I'm really big into healthy organic foods, and I feel
and I really strongly feel that is the business or the area you're going to go into. There's something you're going to do with organic foods, and that's what, it wasn't coming through clear, but when you said that to me, now it's very open. You're going to create something that deals with organic foods, and it may be something in the pet area. I mean, maybe some kind of organic, natural food for animals, pets, because there's a very strong connection between with nature and you, and it's going to be very profitable.
Do you have a timeline in any of that? I mean, because I don't know how that's going to happen anytime soon, because I guess my area where I'm focusing on is more sexual health right now for women and youth. That's my area.
Mm-hmm.
So right
when
now.
When you say that, you mean like a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
I do more like coaching, and I give educational workshops, and I do like relationship coaching and sexual education coaching. So it's more like an educator versus a therapist. I have a degree in psychology, but I'm not a psychologist.
Well,
more education and education counseling.
Okay. Adam, did you want to say something?
Yeah, she was asking for a timeline on that one, and
yeah,
I actually got the message 6 months.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Surprising, shocking. I do see you doing what you're doing now and what you're trying to develop. That's all going to work out for you. But maybe what we're seeing here, maybe what Metamorphosis is getting with this area is that could be something you have on the side and then eventually turns into something even larger.
I just realized something. You made me just get a vision of my sister. My sister is going to be a chef, and she's a holistic health coach. And she's always bugging me about – she's always nagging me to go to California. So that, like 6 months from now, what the hell am I doing 6 months from now? And I'm just thinking, why would I be going there 6 months from now? And that's what made me think of her.
Lisa, let me just say this. We all would like that timeline or that time frame, because that's a part of the controlling part of being human. We want to be in control of when it's going to happen. I would not be so concerned about that. What I would suggest to you is live in the moment, do what you're doing, but it doesn't mean what you're doing now is necessarily what you're going to be doing 6 months from now or a year from now. The energy around you is changing. And it's vibrating on a higher level. Allow it to do that. And it's not so important. Time is really not. Time is only an illusion. First of all, it's not even real.
Well, that's
it's
true.
An illusion
it's
that
we've made.
Right. It's a creation. It's man-made. It's an illusion. Just go with it. And California, there's something in California that you're going to be very happy, and you're going to make. You're going to be financially happy as well as in relationship, because there is someone there that you're going to meet and is going to be a very good friend to you. And that's where it should start first, always as a friend, and then let it develop into a relationship.
Precisely.
The only thing that I wanted to add, Lisa, was while you're going through your journey, really keep a lot of things to yourself. And I've learned that throughout my years of running my own business, and when you have an idea what you want to do, it's best to keep it within yourself, because we don't know the energy, whether it be family, friends, or best friends. A lot of people can have, indirect jealousy. You may not know, and not positive. You may think they're good to you, but they may not be. So So my advice is to keep everything in, and when everything does come to fruition, then you let everybody know. Don't let anyone else's negative energy interfere with what you're doing. And at the same thing, the more you clear your slate, the more you meditate and, you know, you go through a spiritual journey while you're going through this, you know, you're gonna have people to just come out of your life, your universe, and they're not going to be part of this transition. So really take what they're both saying. You know, whoever's in your life, and there's reasons why sometimes things don't happen, even though we think we're going to get that job, because I've just been there. Alex didn't tell you that a couple of weeks ago. Sometimes there's somebody around us that we need to release before we can move on, because they're actually indirectly hindering us. So that's the only thing, I mean, I could say to you, like, on a practical level of just, you know, just living in the now. And I think that's what you should do, is really look within.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I also have to ask you something here. I know we're spending some time here with you on the air, but I have to ask you something real quick. Are you working with the angels or divine forces?
I speak to them when I meditate. I speak out loud.
Okay, because they want you to know that they hear you.
Oh, because I'm talking pretty loud.
No, they want you to know that they hear you, and they're working on the past three things that you asked them for this morning, and that they're going to be bringing them through. But right now, one of your messages is that you need to maintain your patience, okay? And that you've always tried to do so, but lately you seem like you've been losing a little bit of hope. And they want you to know, don't lose hope. We're here. We're working on it. We're getting it done. But you've also got to do your half, too. You know, you've still got to meet them halfway.
What do I need to do? What am I not doing? I'd rather know so I can make sure I'm doing it.
That's exactly the point. You just gave yourself the answer. Being in the know, okay?
Right.
You just need to be in the know.
You got to go with your meditation, ask those questions. You know, don't allow anyone else to go. Look within yourself for your answers. You have them. All you have to do is ask. And you'll be guided the right way and that's in the right path for you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Lisa.
Thank you so much. All three of you.
All right.
You're
got
welcome.
It. Have a great
thank
night.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Well, a great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Reverend Adam Lee, Lolita from the chat room, as well as Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis, did you want to make an advertisement right now for your website?
Yes, you can find me on my website at www.newhopeministers.com.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
And for those of you that would... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say just an announcement. Visit howpsychic.com, and we're offering 10% off on all this. The deals being offered right now on the website.
And if you want that 10% off, all you have to do is enter the promo code RADIO with a capital R, lowercase rest. When you go to your checkout using your promo code RADIO, as in the Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller who's coming on air now is by area code 617. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. How is everyone?
Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Brenda.
Yes, Brenda. How may we help you?
Okay. I haven't talked to someone in a long, long time, and you know, he had some harsh words, and I reached out, and then I actually saw him in person Friday, and he seemed like he wanted to, you know, reconnect, get past it, or, you know, at least be friendly. And I kind of reminded him of something nasty he said. So it kind of took him to a really embarrassed state.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him an email. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to have another opportunity with this person, because I feel we really both want it.
I know you will, okay? And right now you're both very kind of cumbersome with one another because you're just now trying to feel each other out again. The first thing when you started talking that I got was Tuesday, okay? I don't know what that day has in significance for you, but that could be a day of recontact, recommunication, establishment there. Of said communication and like a renewal or a restart. But Tuesday is what really comes out here to begin with.
Now, do you see him being the one? Because, you know, when I sent him an email, it's kind of
no.
like, you know, I was always making the move. No? It's him?
No.
It's me.
I feel that he could be the one if you wanted him to be, but he is totally not ready, darling. And I feel it's going to take quite a long time before he becomes ready. Now, I feel it's okay to leave the doorway cracked, but I do not believe it's okay to put yourself on hold for him either. He has not really made this into a relationship. He has not added what he's needed to add to this in order to get it to go anywhere other than just the occasional conversation when it's only convenient for him. I know that you really like this guy. I know that you feel a connection with him. That connection's real. It's there. You're not going crazy. But truthfully, he's not ready. And I honestly feel there's someone else out there for you that's going to be a lot better without so much luggage.
Well, yeah. It's sad because I'd like at least a friendship, and he's not capable of.
Well, yeah, the friendship can take place. I'm not saying you have to, like, totally burn the bridge, honey. I don't believe in burning bridges.
Right.
But I feel that while the friendship could be maintained, and eventually if you're available when he's ready, then, you know, great, go for it. But he's not ready, and don't put yourself on hold until he is.
Okay. Do you see when someone else comes in? Or, 'cause it's been, you know, it's kind of been a while and I haven't, you know,
Really
come across anyone that I've felt that, you know, the self.
I understand. Well, number one, I do see when someone else is coming in, but I do want you to know that times and it could happen, like Metamorphosis was talking earlier on the show. Time doesn't really matter. It's irrelevant. We have as much or as little time in this world as we please, okay? We never leave this world until we're ready. And honestly, I feel the timeline for someone new coming in will be in November or December, I'm being corrected through my guardians. My guides right now, but November or December, somebody will be coming in. So right around the holiday time, okay? This person apparently has their act together. This person doesn't have any setbacks, any luggage, you know, just has an emotional insecurity or two like we all do because we're only human in this world. But they look to have their excuse my French, shit together, okay? They don't have any problems with work or financial. They don't really seem to have a lot of debt, even though they do have some, like we all do in this economy.
Right.
They just don't have a whole bunch of setback, you know?
Metamorphosis?
Okay, Brenda. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I lost you. All right, here's what I'm seeing, Brenda, and you may not like what I'm going to say. This person that you originally called about is not healthy for you to be around. Now, you will see him again, and that's only because closure has to come into play. There's still no closure. With regard to meeting someone else, you cannot meet anyone else unless you have closure with this person because you're not allowing new doors to open up. You are still putting all your energy into this relationship. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is the reason that you're putting so much energy into this? Apparently, there's some kind of a payoff for you. Otherwise, why hold on to it? And you have to look at what is the payoff. Now, what I'm seeing here is that, and I'm not saying that he's a bad person because you know, we were all created from the same creator. You can't judge him. But as Adam said, and Adam was very much on the money, he's really not ready for anything serious. I think his focus is more on career or making money or what's going, you know, where he's going to go with that. And he needs to just be cut free because it's really not healthy for you. Are you still there? I don't know if my phone is dying.
I'm listening, yeah. I am.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense because, I mean, he's really focusing on music right now. And Right.
Yeah, he cannot at this time commit or focus on anything other than what he wants to do, what he loves to do, and how he's going to make money from what he loves to do.
Yeah.
So what I am saying to you is ask yourself, why am I holding on? What is it about this person? And I'm going to put myself out there because
for a moment.
Yes.
You can continue after I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm feeling, though, that the reason she keeps holding on to this, the reason that you're just, you know, putting so much energy into this is your fear of being alone, hon. You're not going to be alone, so don't fear that. And the more you fear something like that, the more you're going to create that reality.
Yes. And I was also sensing that, Adam, and thank you for sharing that. And the reason I kept asking the question, what is the payoff, I was hoping that Brenda would come to understand that fear of being alone is also a choice. You know, being alone, and when you write out the word alone, it's A-L-O-N-E. If you put an L in between that, you have the word all one. When you're alone, you're all one with yourself. And it is so important to come to that point in your life to be all one with yourself. And anyone that may come into your life to add to your life is a bonus. But as long as you become and stay all one with yourself, you could never be, as we know it, alone. So, and that's a choice. That's a choice that you can make, and it can be made in a split second. And a lot of times when we tend to put our hopes into something outside ourselves and give our energy away to someone or something outside ourselves, we are really doing ourselves a big injustice, because if that someone or whatever it is that we're giving all that energy to leaves us, we're left totally drained because we gave all our own energy away. So it's really important for you to try to understand what's going on in this relationship. Why are you holding on to it? Because if you really don't understand it with this relationship, you will repeat it again and again.
Well, no.
Again.
No, what I was going to say is I think why I hold on, because it's not an actual relationship where we are involved with each other. It's like there's a purpose. I feel that it
well,
was
that
just like some sort of atomic
right
thing.
Now.
I feel like it's not. I'm sorry?
The purpose is not ready right now. And you need to let the universe do its work. When that purpose is ready and when it fits your own highest self good, that's when it's going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you must understand that everyone in your life at this point is for your own higher self good. And if you believe that there's a purpose, it will come. But you really need to let it work in its own flow. I mean, let the divine work it for you at the end of the day. We all have a sense of feeling, but it will come when it's good for you. Wherever you're at right now, it's like a law of attraction. Wherever you're at in life is what you're going to be attracting. So to help you speed up your process and have everything move forward is to really to start to look within. When you really look within, you will actually have all the answers because you will be in the now, like Adam and Metamorphosis. We all believe in that. So it's one of looking
and
within in order to go see later.
Is that your original purpose in this has already been served. okay? Your original purpose was to help this individual begin to look at themselves and begin to face the problems that they've been using their career to run away from in the first place. So now that I feel that you've been able to act as a mirror and a healing agent in that person's life, your initial work with this is completed. The relationship, the stuff like that, that could have turned out from this, I feel has, you know, basically been put a hold or paused or even stopped to a degree because that person's not ready and has willingly chosen to take their, you know, to just take their career and use it right now as a distraction from their problems.
Right. Well, at least it's not drugs. And I felt like I got him past that point. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought that he might be starting to get ready to have a real honest relationship, even a friendship, but he's not there yet.
Well,
so.
He was showing signs of that because, and in essence, he wanted to. He wanted to, you know, have that. It's something that everybody in life wants to have. And when presented with an opportunity with someone that's so different from the other people that he's had in his life, of course he's going to show signs where he tries a little bit. He tries here and there. And then he'll have confusing signs that he shows you by, you know, still fighting it to a degree at the same time. Because after trying, he realizes once more it's hard and he reverts back to his same cycles all over again.
Okay. Yeah.
And just realize, don't expect anything from others. You know, you may say that, you know, you've done this and you feel like you're expecting a reaction from them. Always live and saying, I did my purpose for this relationship, and you move on. And don't expect
mm-hmm.
anything in return. And when it does come back, you'll be much happier when the return does get reciprocated.
Oh, yes. And, sweetie, you're very spiritually inclined. You're very in tune. You have your psychic gifts, and sometimes we do allow our emotions to rule us, as we're only human. I know I have.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm a Reiki
practitioner,
too, so I let
mm-hmm.
that kind of, I let myself get caught up in, you know, the healing and the distance healing, getting very, like, emotionally,
yeah.
you know, attached to him when he was going through a really difficult time last year, and then he just, you know, kind of lashed out at me for doing that and just kind of, you know, hit himself away.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he comes around where he didn't understand why, oh, I don't want to go to see your band, or I don't, you know, I feel uncomfortable. And I had to kind of remind him how he hurt me and didn't, you know, really acknowledge that. And it probably wasn't the most, you know, evolved thing of me
mm-hmm.
to do, but I'm human, and I just, you know, I kind of find it.
Yeah.
I was
okay. I keep hearing somebody punching numbers here.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Hopefully we've been helpful for you.
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Have a good night.
What is that noise?
You know, those numbers punching, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah. No clue. It just sounded like somebody punching a cell phone guy. So.
As long as they're trying to dial or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we have just a wee bit of time left here. Lolita, did you ever find out what happened to Pooja today?
No, I didn't.
All right. That's cool. Well, we have about three more callers in the queue for today, and we're wanting to kind of hurry things up to be able to get to everybody. Our next caller is coming under the area code 415. And hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. Good evening. Thanks for taking the call. Quickly, I wanted to thank Reverend Adam for his help that he came in and helped us with a situation last week, and it's not so much that the situation changed or that it went away, but certainly my attitude and my ability to deal
yeah.
with it became much more positive, almost immediately.
I remember you.
You do.
Yeah, from last week.
I don't believe that I spoke on this line, but
last week this show. Okay.
Anyway, a question I have now is I'm in litigation with a person who is very difficult to deal with, but we have heard that his attorney may in fact is a pretty stand-up guy. And my wife and I were wondering if it's a good idea to contact him, and in contacting him.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I gotcha. Contact is good. So I get like a green light when it comes to the contact. I said, go ahead, because, you know, right now you guys can't do any harm.
And I guess we're kind of wondering if we should take more of a kind of a human approach, or if it's what will work better is, or if we should say that, you know, your client's in a really bad position and kind of force the issue, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
to be a little more.
Well, I feel that you need to just go with your gut instinct on that one, truthfully, but I do feel like on your idea with that contact is actually pretty well. It's a pretty good idea. I get a green light when you are asking us that.
And any suggestions mm-hmm. on if it would be better for me or my wife to approach him?
Okay. I believe it would be better for your wife to approach him. So, you know, I'm just feeling like I would really like to have both of you on the phone with him.
Mm-hmm.
But the initial contact needs to come through your wife, and then maybe do the three-way with him on the phone. I did get a message for you the other day, and I tried to contact you, but I couldn't get a hold of you. I got a message of a white car, and I had no clue what it meant.
We own a white car.
Okay, wow. Did not know that one. But I got a message of a white car, and I was, it's like I saw that the good news is going to come in the white car.
Okay, I'll stay open for that and see what happens. I'll let you know.
All right. And Metamorphosis, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, Adam, I'm actually getting just the opposite of what you just shared. And,
okay.
What I'm getting here is the question, should he contact him? And initially it came up negative for me. However, what's also coming up is that if, I didn't get the gentleman's name, I'm sorry.
My name is Joe.
Joe, yeah, if you do contact the attorney, you have to be really very, very, very cautious on how much information you may want to share with him or give him.
Now, this
is not your attorney. Am I correct? This is the other attorney. Is that right?
The opponent's attorney, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, Joe, that he's being his fiduciary responsibilities to his client. And it's you really have to be very careful when you're calling this attorney, because he could try to look for anything to make it work for his own client. And I don't know what the issue is, but
I would agree with you, but I feel like they should proceed with caution. Like they should make the phone call, but they should do it cautiously.
Well, Joe, do you have an attorney? Joe?
Not at present. We'd have attorneys that we speak with, but there's nobody necessarily representing us.
Well, I think it may be a good idea, even if it's a friend or someone that can make the call for you. And it would be, I think, for me, that's what I'm sensing here, that it would be better if it would go that way rather than you personally making the call.
Mm-hmm.
Or your wife, have a person who knows the law and you know knows what to say to another attorney, and and knows how much to say to another attorney. I think that mm-hmm. would be, I would feel more comfortable with that, Joe. That's what I'm saying
okay.
here.
Mm-hmm. Great. And
I hope.
My wife said that, got information that he was being helped by some uncles from the other side.
Okay.
Does that hit anything?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now I know the forces that I've been trying to fight off. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, that gives me a great hand on this. I want your wife and yourself to contact me sometime tomorrow. I do need to do a consultation to kind of let you guys know what I've been getting lately with some
okay.
of the work that I've been doing on this. But what I'm feeling here strongly is that Metamorphosis is right, and his suggestion maybe of getting a friend to do it would be a little bit better than my idea. Mm-hmm. But what I can say is that I got that green light, and I would say that between the messages that Metamorphosis and myself are getting here, just proceed with caution.
Great. Okay, well, we'll jump off here, and then we'll give you a call tomorrow, and thank you very much for taking the call, and someone else can come in and ask for help for what they need. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Metamorphosis, thank you for your help on that one. You were able to see a little bit more than I was.
Thank you.
Our next caller is by area code 484. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Tonetta, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice to
Yay.
Meet you. We're part of Pennsylvania again.
Yes. How are you
Where
doing?
Are you? We're doing great.
Doing great.
Philadelphia, I'm from.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite cities.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
Well, I just have a very straight to the point question. I would like to know if you see Jason moving into my home in November.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to take a moment to connect Metamorphosis. If you're getting anything, feel free to go right ahead.
First card I pulled came up positive, yes. It says yes here. Now, but there's also a body of water. What does that mean to you? Is he coming from?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm getting a yes. I mean, I don't, and you, the question was what, November?
Yes. Now, if you're getting a yes, do you have any idea of when Jason is going to notify me that he is going to be moving here? Because right now, I'm in a dark closet.
I hear you.
Can you communicate with him?
Oh, yes. We do communicate with each other. He kind of has me labeled as a friend, but I know that he wants a relationship. So when do you see the transformation coming into play and him saying, you know what, I want a relationship with you and I plan on moving there with you?
All right. Well, I've connected here, and the first thing that I'm feeling is that he's very spontaneous and hardly ever gives a notice for anything that
correct,
he does.
Correct. You're 100%.
So I don't really feel that you're going to get a notice. Yeah, I would just say in that month, maybe even the month beforehand, just be a little prepared to expect that of him. Him just showing up one day, knock, 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 you know?
Yes, you're right on the ball. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, I'm just feeling like he beats around the bush a lot. As much as he can be very blunt, he does beat around the bush a lot, because when it comes to his true emotion, his true feeling, it's not that he's afraid of commitment. He's afraid of not having everything set up in just the right way so he knows that everything's going to work out. He's afraid of the unknown, honey. That's what it is. And I feel like him committing and saying, oh, okay, I'm ready to be in a good relationship, long-term, committed and everything, is just to him, it's like opening up the doorway to say, hey, unknown, come and get me, you know?
Okay.
But I do feel that there will be improvement with him. I just feel that that would happen after he's living there.
Okay, so you definitely see in November him coming here with his clothes.
I would agree with what Metamorphosis was getting. There is a yes on that.
Wow. All right. Well, I better start getting ready then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Metamorphosis, yes. I'm sorry for very rudely interrupting you. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question for you. Have you done any kind of psychic work yourself?
No, but I do sometimes get vivid dreams, gut in feelings, you know, like something will pop into my head and it will tell me to write this or do this, and you know, that's I mean, I do get that from time to time.
Yeah, because I'm also getting here from my reading that you do have we all have psychic abilities, but I think that if you work with yours a little bit more, you can really develop it, and the intuition will flow. What is your birth sign, please?
Virgo.
Virgo,
oh,
okay.
My, there you go.
Virgo, yes. Virgos, you know, they are very intuitive people, but of course they also come from a lot of logic, and I think that sometimes gets in the way of their intuition.
Yeah.
But I would definitely work with your intuition and your abilities. I think you can develop them. I don't think you have to be afraid of them. I think and I think the answers are there already. You know.
Yeah.
Now the thing is. Also, you may want to consider backing off a little bit. When I say backing off, not that you should change your feelings or not want Jason to come, but just let it happen. Don't push it. Just let it happen. Sometimes
okay,
it back. Go ahead.
Right. And now another thing that I'm feeling in my gut, now that you said he's definitely going to move in here, why am I feeling a gut feeling like this is going to lead to marriage shortly afterwards?
Because a part of it, my darling, isn't necessarily good. Yes, it would lead to that, if that's your gut telling you that. I also feel that a bit of that emotion you're getting right now is from your heart as well as from your mind. So you're going to have to filter that out a little bit. And what I'm feeling is like it's not necessarily a good thing for him to move in and then it going right to marriage. I feel that there's still a lot that you guys need to learn about each other by living together for a while first. And I feel that as much as he's a great person, he always has the right intentions, his actions are always very questionable at the same time, hon. And truthfully, yes, we are all born with that gift. We all have the psychic ability. Some of us are a lot more in tune with it, like those ones out there, like myself, Metamorphosis, even Lolita to a degree, are just a little more in tune with it. And truthfully, darling, I believe your gifts come through your dreams, like you were stating, but also through psychometry, which is when you're able to touch an item that belonged to someone and get a sense of vibration or a vision from it.
Right. You're absolutely right, because like when he writes me certain letters, like sometimes I can feel actual warmth come from the letter.
like the warmth.
Oh, yes. And, you know, right now I feel that it's okay to focus on him, but maybe not as much as you have been. Maybe right now it's just trying to tell you, look, he's out there, he'll come around, but you need to focus on yourself right now.
Okay. Yeah, because the more you focus on it and you ask that same question over and over, you can actually deter your plan. So, honey, take your answer and just let the universe do its work. And work on yourself while you're waiting for this transition. That's what you need to do right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do have a suggestion for you. Do you know where you can get any lavender in your area?
I do have lavender right now, right with me.
Okay. I want you to get a whole bunch of lavender, okay, dry it out, and put in your pillow, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, guys, I need you to take over for a minute and talk to her. I'll be right back.
Will you take the... Okay.
Well, I...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead,
Minimal, really,
you can continue.
Yeah, I...
Oh, okay. You know, there's also a child in your reading here. Is there anything going on with a child around you?
Well, I have a child that's living with me. She's 11 years old.
Okay. Okay. I'm not getting much more than that. I do see a child in your reading here. And
could that be a child that I'm going to have with Jason in the future?
No, it's a child now. It's a child now. And are you planning on making a move? I mean, there's a lot of water in you. I don't understand what the water in your reading is. A lot of water here.
I have no idea. I don't live near water. I'm not a big fan of water. My daughter does not like water or swimming, so I have no idea.
Okay, guys, I'm back. I've been listening in the meantime. One of the things that I could say that this water is related to is maybe the area that he's in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he lives in the same town as me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is he by any body of water? Is there a stream, a river, a lake, anything around his area?
Not really significant, no.
Do you live in a private house or in an apartment?
I live in a row home, private house, row home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any water issues in the house, plumbing issues, anything like
yes.
that?
Yes, there has been a water issue
then
in the house.
it was
my bathroom. The water came down from the ceiling and filled up the whole globe of the light, and it came pouring down onto my kitchen floor on Sunday.
Okay, that's what it is.
Lord. Well, no wonder we're looking all over the place for water, because you know what, Metamorphosis, I was getting it too, but I'm like, you know, I've been in Pennsylvania. I was in Cole Township, Pennsylvania, and there's not a lot of water out there. There is one major stream, but I'm like, this water has got to be somewhere.
How old is the townhouse?
How old is it?
Yeah, is it a new one or an older one?
No, it's old. It's brick. It's an old townhouse. Like, it was probably built, like, I don't know, 60, 70 years ago.
Okay, there's a spirit in that townhouse.
Okay.
There's a spirit in that. There's an entity there that has to be released.
Okay, so what do I do?
Here's what you do. You take an unscented white candle.
Okay.
And you place that candle in a dish or a bowl, and you light the candle and put it in the sink. And next to that white candle, you put a little saucer of water. And then you go through the house with sage, every room, and you clean every room with sage. Now, when you have to put the candle in the kitchen sink, and in the bathroom sink. And
mm-hmm.
after you do that, you let the candle burn down. You don't blow it out. You have to let it burn out completely. And
okay.
you want to repeat that three times.
Yeah. And I want to add one more thing to it. You also need another white candle in the center of the whole home, okay? Wherever the center would be, you put a glass of water and another white candle, okay? When you do this, you pray that this spirit is released and sent to its place that it needs to be, and that you're wishing good things for the spirit, but you need the spirit to leave you be.
Now, could this spirit possibly be my brother? Because he took his own life about 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. In fact, I was sensing that maybe someone I thought died in the house itself, but I don't know if that's where your brother took his life, but it absolutely could be your brother. And he could be stuck because...
He,
go ahead.
He didn't die here in the house. But
mm-hmm.
You know, he did pass away 2 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that I haven't seen him or heard him or nothing like that. But what I always find, which is so odd, I find a lot of coins on the ground or at my work, or I'll even be doing laundry. And a penny shows up on the floor that was never there. And
okay, guys, I'm going to tap into my mediumship for a moment, but from the sound of what you're explaining with the coins and stuff, the spirit is giving
yes.
you good luck to find this stuff in order to try and buy back its house. So, no, this is not your brother. Let me find out. Let me try and connect to the spirit of your house. May I just have the first three numbers of your address, please?
Well, there's only three numbers to the address. It's 308.
Mm-hmm. 308, okay. Yeah, there is someone that actually died in that house. I believe they were either murdered or it was a suicide. However, it was a very dramatic death. And I feel that they do not want to leave the house. This is their house. They want to fight for it, but they're trying to do it in a nice way. Okay. I feel, though, that you've been there quite a long time, so the spirit's just becoming a little more active. Like, the spirit likes you, but it doesn't want to do you harm. It just doesn't want to, you know, in a way, I think the spirit's acting up because it wants attention, okay? I don't want to say it wants to kick you out, but it's trying to buy back its home. It's trying to buy attention, okay? As I'm trying to connect, I'm just sensing the spirit. I'm sensing the needs of the spirit, but I'm not in connection or communication with said spirit. It's not talking. There's something about the mouth, okay? The mouth, it's like the spirit wants to talk, but it can't. There's something with the mouth.
Okay.
Your brother's
wow.
around, okay? Your brother's always with you, but he's very calm and very peaceful. He's had a lot in life that he went through, so he's very calm and peaceful. He doesn't want any commotion. He just wants to, you know, be around you. The spirit of your house, though, did die there. They died in not the master bedroom. Is there, like, two bedrooms, three bedrooms?
Yes, there's three bedrooms. There's a bigger
okay.
bedroom. There's
mm-hmm.
another bedroom, and then there's a real small, tiny room that you can't even put
okay.
nothing in.
Where's the tiny room?
The
up
tiny
there.
Room. Up. They're all the bedrooms are upstairs. The tiny
okay.
room faces the front where the road is. My bedroom
okay.
faces
yep, that's where it is.
Backyard.
The front. Mm-hmm. It happened in the tiny room.
Okay.
I'm getting the name Stephen. I don't know if that means anything, but that's what I'm getting here also. The name Stephen is coming through very strong. Now, that could be the person that Adam is picking up. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, and see, I only rent here. I've only been renting here like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've been there for at least a year. I was kind of wondering why the spirit just decided to act up now. That leakage came from the spirit. That was the spirit acting up. That's what all the water's in relation to.
There was another water problem several months back where the washer hose sprung a big leak and it filled up the whole basement.
Okay, I thought something happened with the basement. I'm surprised that didn't come up to the first floor.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right, sweetie, just be aware that you need to do what Metamorphosis was suggesting, especially with the white candles and the glasses of water. Okay, get that going. If you need a private consultation, I'm available through HowPsychic.com. But try that out first, see what that does. If it persists, then give us a contact.
Okay, I definitely will.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guys, we have had a great show today. And Metamorphosis, I can't tell you how much of an honor it is to have you co-hosting with today's show.
Well,
thank you so much.
And I send blessings to all. And it was a great honor for me to be on your show. And I hope I can come back soon. Thank you.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you. You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
You're always welcome here on Psychic Talk Radio. Thank you.
Well, you have a good evening now. Thank you. Bye then.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, for all of our listeners and callers, thanks to you. It is that we are growing each and every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, our show here known as Psychic Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You have been listening to Reverend Adam Lee, Lolita from the chat room, and Metamorphosis. All right, guys. Namaste. Good luck. And
good night.
Happiness and blessings to everyone.
You got it.